This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where we do that. We put 2 minutes on the clock. We find out what's trending. And I either read a headline and then scroll past it, or Hannah tells me, you know, Brett, we need more details over the next 2 minutes because, you know, life is busy. Super flirty woman gives a man her number on a plane, then realizes, oh, my husband's on the same plane.
Oh, my gosh. This is horrific. Keep it moving.
Don't want to hear any more details?
No.
Okay. We'll speak to the dead in an app in the next 5 years, and people will no longer even go to cemeteries.
I believe that. AI is crazy.
Yep, that's pretty much what they said. Like, we'll have AI in our pocket. We'll no longer need to go to our cemetery. Our loved ones will just pop up on our phone. We'll be able to talk to them.
Wow. Like a force ghost.
By the time 2030 happens, they're saying, yeah.
Crazy.
Wow. Yeah. This morning routine will help you live to 100, so you don't have to worry about being in that app.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to be in the AI app, so all right. How can I live?
7 steps. Drink a glass of water first thing in the morning. First thing you do, hydrate yourself.
Okay.
Eat a nutrition-dense breakfast. Things like yogurt, oatmeal, berries, cottage cheese. Stretch your body. Activate your nervous system. Google vagal tapping, whatever that is, and somatic body tapping. Don't Google it at work, maybe. I don't know.
I was going to say, that sounds a little dicey.
But it's basically using your fingers to like wake up your nervous system, like all over your body, making sure your joints and body's going, your nervous system's going. Practice mindfulness, set intentions, and enjoy your morning coffee instead of rushing. I don't do any of those.
Yeah,
I'm always rushing. Gen Zers are taking the career, instead of taking the career ladder, they're taking the career lily pad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does that mean?
New reports says Gen Zers are rejecting the, like, climbing the corporate ladder. and prefer the lily pad. It allows them to jump to whatever opportunity best fits them.
Hey, shout out me and AV. We did that.
Yeah.
Yep.
We went from like intern producers to this.
They say, though, that like you guys moved up the same company, though. They're saying like, oh, if another opportunity is Gen Z's will leave the company and find it. They say the biggest knock on that, though, is when you jump from lily pad to lily pad, you go from like...
Yeah.
Kind of looks sketchy.
Level job to level job. You can't move up because you got to move up the corporate ladder. When you move from lily pad to lily pad, you find yourself making lateral movements.
No. We've been here ball and chain for almost 5 years.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
This is going to be a crazy statement, but hang in there with me. Has anyone ever been injured by an animal before? 855.
No, literally, hold on.
855-444-MEGA. If you've ever been injured by an animal before, 855-444-6342. Kevin might have said one of the craziest things ever. And a casual conversation was like, oh yeah, a horse stepped on me before and I was injured for a year.
Oh, not even a year. It was longer than that.
Oh no, how many years?
Several years.
Several?
Well, and it's a weird, it's not.
Didn't you say 10?
I think it's even longer.
Kevin!
So when I was in my teens, we used to go horseback riding. And one time when I went horseback riding, one of the horses stepped on my big toe, on my right foot. And it hurt. But for years, there was a, I guess it's a blood blister. I don't even know what you call it. It was like, you could tell it was bruised. My right front toe, my right big toe was bruised for like 20 years. Here's why. I had to wait for the nail to totally grow itself all the way out and then fall off.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was a long time that I always had this weird purple, you know, big toe until the nail grew out and fell
because
off.
Because a horse stepped on my foot.
I don't know anyone else who's been injured by an animal before. Like someone who's like been taken out by a goat or something like that, got knocked over.
The only other person I know that's been injured by an animal was that girl on 1,000-pound life who got bit by like at one of those like wild animal safaris that you drive through. She got bit by a camel and had to go to the hospital.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's interesting.
All right. Anyone else out there that's listening that can relate to Kevin, or is Kevin on an island of his own where horses step on him? You were injured somehow. A crazy, weird animal injury of some sort, so Kevin feels a little bit less ridiculous.
I can't be the only one, all right? Come on.
Kevin, the only person who's ever been injured by it. Kevin got a fight with a horse and lost. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Guys, this question might sound ridiculous, but we need answers. Who has been injured by an animal in a strange way? 855-444-MEGA on the Brett Mega Show. Kevin, apparently, out of nowhere, just like, oh, yeah, I actually asked the show, anyone ever ride a horse before? And Kevin's like, oh, yeah, a horse stepped on me. I was injured for 20 years. Yeah.
We were like,
what?
Yes, a horse stepped on my right foot, my big toe. It left like a blood blister for like 20 years until the nail grew out, and then it's gone now.
Kayla, you've been injured by an animal. What animal?
A monkey. Growing up, we had a monkey, and my dad purchased it knowing it had beef with blondes, and I'm the only blonde in the dang family.
Oh, my God. Wait, so many questions. Yeah. Wow. Monkey as a pet. Why does it hate blondes?
I have no idea, but that thing bit the crap out of me.
What was its name?
His name was Emmett, and oh my gosh, he was a raunchy monkey. He did all kinds of nasty things.
Wow.
I have so many stories, guys, about this monkey. He was traumatizing, but yeah, I have scars on my body from that monkey.
Wow.
He left an impression on me, for real.
Thank you, and I'm sorry that your dad got you Emmett for a pet. Hey, I brought this monkey.
Yeah,
he hates blondes, but he's part of the family
Emmett
now.
Emmett sounds like he has some baggage.
Right? Dorna, who injured you? What type of animal?
I was attacked by a rooster.
Oh!
I heard roosters
are
like,
they're mean.
I heard they're like, you don't like to mess with them.
So apparently it was very mean, and my father had to, I hate to say this, but kill it with a shovel, because once they're like after their target, like they don't stop until something is dead. And it was the rooster.
Oh my God.
So that's how crazy roosters, they just keep going?
They're in for the
Why did this rooster
kill?
Come after you? What did you do, or what happened?
This is the story that I grew up or was told growing up, because I was two, like I said. It was nesting underneath the bush out in, you know, the yard. It was on the farm, and my ball rolled underneath the bush, and I crawled underneath it like any two-year-old would. To get it, and then I disturbed the rooster, and then it was on me.
New fear unlocked.
Wow.
Roosters.
Wow. That was crazy story. Aaron, you have been attacked by some farm animals before yourself?
Yes, I've been attacked by almost every farm animal there is, but my biggest claim to fame is I got kicked in the face by a horse.
Oh no!
It's like a saying. Ah. She looks like you. You look like you've been kicked in the face by a horse. Like I have.
I have. Hold my beer.
I've got a little lump on my chin. I was really lucky. It only clipped me. I spat out part of my tooth, got back up, and got back on my horse. And my mom had to come and pull me off and make me go to the hospital.
Oh, Kevin, okay, baddie.
Yeah, Kevin, you're nothing. She got
nothing.
Kicked in the head, and you got stepped on your
spit out her tooth and kept on riding.
And Kevin got his pinky toe stepped on. He was out for 20 years. Like, come on,
I'm
bro.
Weak.
Like, chill out. I think that's what we just learned. I'm weak. Still commercial free. It's the Brett Maga Show. We appreciate you listening every single day. Thank you so much for listening to the Brett Maga Show. If you're on your way to work, hopefully you win the Powerball and this is the last day you have to ever head out to work.
That'd be great.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
So a brand new relationship sparked up at the Bezos' wedding. I'll tell you who this super famous brand new couple is next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Sydney Sweeney's in the headlines once again, not for ad gone wrong, but this time for a new relationship. And I'm pretty sure I audibly said, bruh, when I read this one. Because Sydney Sweeney is apparently dating Scooter Braun now. And if you know, you know, Scooter Braun is like the big bag wolf who worked with Taylor Swift, solo albums. A lot of people don't like him. He's like the man in music when it comes to management and investments. And now,
started Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, all of them.
Yeah.
And then they've all had weird breakup-ish. Yeah. Like, I feel like Scooter and Justin aren't like cool anymore.
Yeah. So he hasn't ever really had the like best press. I always automatically point to Taylor Swift because I feel like that's like the biggest beef he's known for. Like if you look up Scooter Braun, the headlines that come up are like Taylor Swift album. Nah.
He bought her like original. That's why she made the Taylor versions. But now she bought them back. Like she owns them and he sold them because he sold them to someone else.
Yeah. But they actually, Sydney Sweeney and Scooter Braun apparently sparked up their romance at the Bezos' wedding, which I feel like, Brett, I feel like you said like, oh, I feel like, you know, we're putting all the biggest celebrities in a pool. I feel like people are going to end up dating each other.
Yeah. Everyone was wondering who she was flirting with because she was seen with like Tom Brady and then Scooter was like, I feel like she was like a hot commodity. Everyone was saying that Kim was jealous that Sydney was getting so much attention from other celebrities, and it looks like a relationship did spark from there.
Yeah, a lot of people had their money that it was Tom Brady, but they're wrong. And the source that actually is like saying this stuff about Sydney and Scooter Braun said that Sydney's kind of just like in her, you know, 20s era where she's just dating. So maybe she did see Tom Brady for a little and that didn't work out, and so now she's with Scooter Braun. But this is...
There has been a lot of like Sydney Sweeney dating rumors. Here's the thing though about Sydney Sweeney is for some reason she is like getting controversial press. Like the American Eagle thing, whether she was right or wrong or whatever, whoever ended up winning because American Eagle sold out of those jeans. But then it was like movies that she's done, interviews that she's done, and now who she's dating. I feel like she is on this verge of being like the next Katy Perry, where like she was really cool, but now everyone just like doesn't like her, like hates her for some reason. Like I don't really get it, but she seems controversial.
I was a really big Sydney Sweeney stan. I loved her in Euphoria. I, you know, was like defensive honestly about her, like when you would say stuff, Brett. But now as the more headlines come about, I do think that my dial is like starting to switch a little bit. I'm trying to hold on as much as I can, but I don't know.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah.
Megamind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. 32% of people believe they got their job because why?
I'm going to say a lot of people think they got their job because of their social media. They were recognized from there.
People just saw their Instagram and said, gotta hire this person.
That would never happen to me, but, you know, for someone else, maybe.
I think it's because of their parents. I think nepotism, a little bit.
Nepotism.
That's probably more than 32%.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm going to say they lied, like, on their resume.
Ooh. All right. No one got it correct. No one knows how to get a job here on the Brett Mega Show. 32% of people said they think they got this job because of what? 855-444-MEGA. Something they might be wearing. 855-444-6342. That's your hint. If you think you can figure out the Megamind question of the day, answer's coming your way next.
Megamind.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. 32% of people feel like this is the reason they got their job. What is the reason?
What's the answer? I apparently got it wrong.
Right.
Is underwear.
What?
No.
Lucky underwear.
They wore their lucky underwear.
They wore their lucky underwear.
Whatever.
32% of people say this is the reason they got their job, was they were wearing lucky underwear for the interview. Let's see if Hannah's lucky. We're going to give her football teams, and we're going to see if Hannah can guess the mascots.
Oh, boy.
Next on the Brett Mega Show. Football is ready to be back. Let's go. NFL season kicks off. Philadelphia Eagles, Dallas Cowboys. Super excited for football to be back. I know Hannah's excited. She's got a fantasy football team and everything now, guys.
I have a draft, but do I have to, like, press start or something?
No, there.
You got to fill out your roster. You got a starting lineup, everything.
I did. Derrick Henry.
There we go.
That's one of your players.
He's taking them all.
Do you know what position he plays?
Nope. He was my top pick.
That's a good top pick. He's on my team, too. So
yay!
It must have been good. Yeah, we got a shirt player. Yeah. So what position do you think Derrick Henry plays?
Catcher.
Shut up.
Is that not a position?
It is, but not in football.
I was like, why are they laughing?
That's
I know.
A baseball thing. I think you guys are playing it up.
No. We're not. No.
I'm going to give you a
wide receiver.
No, he's a running
he's a
back.
Running back.
Does he catch the ball?
Yes.
Not a lot, though.
I guess he could, but
he wouldn't
be considered
a catcher.
Catcher. Catcher, yeah.
Right, don't be hating on me when I'm not wrong.
I'm going to give you an NFL team. You tell me their mascot or their, like, team name, okay?
Okay.
Washington. First one's an easy
Bears.
One.
Bears.
Not the Washington no. Bears.
Chicago Bears.
Yes.
Yes.
Washington what? This is all over the news.
Washington Wildcats.
No, the Commanders.
The Commanders.
Honestly, never have heard of them.
Well, they used to be called the Washington Redskins, and then now it's
been canceled.
Yeah.
That's what, and they're out of D.C., where there is a commander-in-chief. The Commanders.
Yeah. All right, how about Carolina?
Reapers.
The Carolina Reapers. That's actually what
they're
good.
Wait, that sounds really familiar.
The Carolina Reapers do?
Yeah,
I
don't know.
That's a different league.
That's a
not an NFL
pepper.
Team.
It's definitely something.
That's a pepper.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes. It's the hottest pepper, the Carolina Reapers.
It's like a real team.
Is this the Gamecocks?
No.
No, that's
the South Carolina Gamecocks.
And that's college.
That's college.
Okay.
You just wanted to use that word phrase again on the
radio.
Well,
I remember someone saying that.
I bet you remember that.
That stuck in my brain.
Carolina Panthers.
Oh, okay.
San Francisco.
49ers.
Yes.
Hey!
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to reverse it this time. I'll give you the mascot. You tell me the city.
Geez.
The Packers. Where do you think the Packers are from?
Green Bay.
Yes.
Hey!
Now she's on a roll, guys.
Wow.
She's getting cocky. Jaguars. Where do you find a lot of Jaguars?
Jackson Jaguars.
Oh,
kind of.
Close.
Jacksonville.
Okay, that counts. That counts.
I mean, Jackson where?
Jackson, Wyoming.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville.
Right? Okay.
Florida. I know geometry. All right, last.
Geometry?
Or geography. Yeah.
Who's funny. The idiot now?
That's funny. Vikings. Last one. If you get this, I'll say you win.
Is it a V?
The Vikings from V?
Yeah,
no, does it start with a V?
Well, you think it's the Vermont Vikings?
Yeah. Okay, I'm guessing that was my guess, but no.
No, apparently not.
No, wait, I know this one. Purple and yellow?
Yeah, you know colors. Where is it out of?
Minnesota?
Yeah!
No way!
Hannah knows football!
Yeah! Go sports! Go sports!
Go sports!
Home run!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.